Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. Following PayPal's announcement last week, eBay, Stripe, MasterCard, Visa, and the Argentinian-based financial services company Mercado Pago announced their withdrawal from the Libra Association. In statements, Stripe stated it was still open to working with the Libra Association in the future, while Visa stated a factor in the decision to leave was being able to fully satisfy all requisite regulatory expectations with the association. Among the remaining companies in the Libra Association, PayU is now the only payments company. Apple introduced the fraudulent website warning in Safari in iOS 11. Using Google's Safe Browsing, this on-by-default anti-phishing feature keeps a database of truncated, hashed URLs identified as potentially fraudulent on the device. Every URL visited is checked against those hashes. If matched, the browser gets a full list of the URL hashes from Google to check for an exact match. iOS states that Safe Browsing providers can log user IP addresses as part of this process. In a blog post, Johns Hopkins professor Matthew Green detailed terms in the iOS 13 Safari browser settings, which notes that Tencent Safe Browsing is now listed as receiving data as well. He notes that over time, logging IP addresses and associating them with sites visited could theoretically allow either company to create profiles on individual IP addresses. It is also unclear what traffic outside of China is being sent to Tencent now that it's listed more broadly in Safari settings. Tencent Safe Browsing has been used for iPhone users in China since 2017. Here are a few highlights from Google's hardware event this week. Pixel Buds are wireless earbuds that have hands-free access by voice and long-range Bluetooth with a claimed range of 3 rooms or a football field. It comes with a hook that stabilizes them in the ear and stays almost flush within the ear. Volume dynamically adjusts to ambient noise, and they include beamforming mics for your voice. Battery life is rated at 5 hours of listening time on a charge and 24 hours with an included charging case. They're available spring 2020 for $179. The Pixelbook Go laptop has a magnesium case in black and not pink. It also has a grippable wavy bottom. It's 13 millimeters thick, weighs 2 pounds, with a claimed 12-hour battery life and an ultra-quiet keyboard. Inside is an Intel Core M3, i5, or i7 processor with 8 or 16 gigabytes of RAM and 64, 128, and 256 SSD options. Black version is now available for pre-order, with no pink coming soon, for $649. The updated Nest Mini has a third mic now for better listening, a wall mount, and 2 times stronger bass. The Nest Mini is available for pre-order for $49, shipping October 22nd. The Nest Wi-Fi router and Nest Wi-Fi Point are now available for mesh Wi-Fi. They claim to have a 2 times better speed and 25% better coverage than the outgoing Google Wi-Fi. Nest Point has a Google Assistant speaker and mic built in as well. It's available for pre-order now, shipping November 4th. A 2-pack costs $269 and a 3-pack, $349. The Pixel 4 uses a Project Soli radar motion sensing system, now called Motion Sense, which supports gestures and faster face unlock that detects when you're reaching for the phone. Inside is a Titan M security chip that allows you to delete assistant data by asking. Google Assistant has an on-device language model, so it doesn't have to go to the cloud for all requests. The display is an OLED panel with a 90Hz refresh rate that automatically adjusts based on activity to preserve battery life. It now comes with two cameras, a wide angle, and a 2x telephoto. The camera has been updated to show live HDR in the viewfinder, includes an astrophotography long exposure mode, and dual exposure controls for light and shadow. It comes in black, white, and orange, starting at $799, shipping October 24th on all major U.S. carriers. Twitter announced it will no longer allow users to like, reply, share, or retweet tweets sent by world leaders that violate its rules. Users will still be able to retweet with comments. Twitter says this is an effort to help its users stay informed about global affairs while also enforcing its company's policies. Regular users who tweet content promoting terrorism, making clear and direct threats of violence, and posting private information are all still subject to ban. But Twitter said in cases involving a world leader, we will err on the side of leaving the content up if there is a clear public interest in doing so. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission formally approved the merger between T-Mobile and Sprint, an FCC official told The Verge. Now the companies must deal with a bipartisan coalition of state attorneys general who are suing to block the deal. Sprint and T-Mobile said they won't close the merger until that lawsuit is resolved. Samsung confirmed to Reuters that Galaxy S10 devices with some screen protectors could be unlocked by fingerprints not registered on the device. According to a Samsung support post, this is because some screen protectors have a pattern that is picked up along with fingerprints when registering biometric information. Samsung advised it will release a software patch soon to resolve the issue. And finally, Nintendo announced it sold 15 million Switch units in North America since its launch in 2017. Nintendo's previous console, for reference, the Wii U, sold 13.56 million units in North America across its entire life. The company also stated that 14 titles have sold over a million copies, with Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, Super Mario Odyssey, and Super Smash Bros. Ultimate selling more than 6 million copies each. According to the analyst firm NPD Group, the Switch has been the most popular console in the U.S. for the last 10 months. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all of these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.